close the door? Hi, sorry. I'm right up front. Here's my boarding pass. Yes, right there. Ah, perfect, thank you. Okay, right here. Okay, I made it. Sorry, I promise I won't be a mess the whole flight, just most of it. Oh, good, you laughed. Oh, I have something in my hair. I thought I was funny. Well, at least you're laughing. That's the good part. Mm-hmm. We need all the good vibes possible right now. Mm-hmm. Why? Well, as much as I come off as totally cool and collected and completely put together, I actually hate flying. Yes, and... Yep, this is a long flight. I promise I will be as cool as possible. Although I really don't know what that looks like. No, actually, this is the longest flight I've ever been on, so it'll be my first time being on a plane this long. What about you? You fly like this often? Oh, wow, so you're pretty much a pro. Well, I guess that in and of itself is comforting. How many flights you must take, and you're still here. See, it probably really doesn't help that flying to me is just going really, really fast in the sky in a giant metal can that's like just waiting to be popped. So, thinking about it like that really doesn't help. But I just can't help it. It's just a giant metal can in the sky. You're right. Sorry. Calm down. No need to get worked up considering we're take off soon. Yes. Why I was barreling in here like a crazy person. They lost my laptop in security. Yeah, it is such a great way to make an already stressful trip even stressier. I'm not kidding, sprinting to the gate. Sprinting. Yeah, like full on sprinting. I definitely got my steps in. I'm Brett. What's your name? Cute. I like it. It suits you. Mm-hmm. Brit. Like Britney, but without the knee. Just Brit. Yep. Not short for anything. Just Brit. It's very nice to meet you too. I wish I could meet you under a better circumstance where I'm dressed better and not about to embarrass myself out of fear of being thousands and thousands of feet in the air. Because, man, I would have loved to make a good first impression on you. Mm-hmm. Yes, really. You are very attractive. And with how close it is to Valentine's Day, it would have been lovely to maybe find a date. But believe me, my airport attire is not really up to par. So it's okay. We can be friends. Oh, really? What a gentleman. I thank you. I guess we will just have to see where this flight takes us. It is rather long. I'll see if I can manage to not make a fool out of myself. So maybe by the end I will land a date. And just like that, it's takeoff. Okay. Yep, my seatbelt is on. I am as ready as I will ever be. Too bad I can't sleep through it. Yes, well, usually I'm here on time, so I have time to put on my neck pillow, relax a little bit, and, you know, be asleep before the plane even takes off. But with my tardiness, I just didn't get a chance to do all of that. So I guess being awake it is. No, I'm not ready. I'm sorry. If I do anything embarrassing, just pretend you don't see it. Oh gosh, it sounds like we even have kids on our flight too. We are in for a wild ride. But I think it'll be fun. With the right company. Oh my, okay, we're taking off, okay. No need to panic. We're just going to go racing down this strip to hopefully catch enough air to not fall back down. Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to grab your hand. I just... Thank you for understanding. Could I maybe keep holding your hand? I just... Thanks. I don't usually... do this. Wow. My hands feel really small compared to yours. It's kind of nice. Oh, wow. You're right. Just like that, we're in the sky. Wow. That wasn't half bad. Thank you for that. Sorry, I didn't mean to just grab you like that. Thank you. Maybe you're right. Maybe it is a matter of just traveling with the right person. Be careful. You make me too comfortable, and I might just have to keep you in my pocket whenever I travel. Do they make any travel-sized more of you wherever we're going? Shucks. I guess I better keep good track of you while I have you then. Believe me, I'm not letting you out of my sight. You're amazing. I'm not kidding. I'm not scared right now at all. Granted, I think it's because you're a little, your attractiveness is a little intimidating. You're really cute. Oh, I'm not shocked, but to be fair, it's not every day you meet someone who is attractive and kind and funny and you just have a good time with. Because I'm having a good time right now. Okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one. This might not be so bad after all. We have some time to get to know each other. So, what do you do? Wow, that's really cool. And do you like it?
Ladies and gentlemen, the main cabin, we will be starting.
Good. Oh, that's awesome.
We do have two selections of entrees.
Hey, you know what they say. Do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life. Right? Seems to me like you just got it all figured out.
And a rice stuffing?
Me?
Then we'll be following our meal cart.
I work at a dog shelter. No, I'm currently traveling right now. I took a few weeks off, and I am just going everywhere. Well, there really is no, like, route or path. I'm really just going from opportunity to opportunity. It's usually I end up in one place and I do a lot, and then when I feel it's time to move on, I go to the most convenient place. So yeah, the most convenient place in this case seems to be hours and hours and hours and hours and hours away. But it's all an adventure. Yes, I love life on the road. It's fast moving, it's fast paced, you're always meeting new people, you're always on the go. There's no state of stillness. It's just a constant rush of movement. And I don't know, I love that. I need that. Yeah, I guess you could say I'm spontaneous. I guess I would say that's the only way I live, honestly. What about you? Are you spontaneous? Sometimes. Well, that will be a good thing to know if we're gonna be around each other for a longer period of time. You know, I have decided that this is going really well. I have a reservation at this restaurant downtown. It just opened. I booked it because it was Valentine's Day and I thought, why not? This place is going to be filled to the brim, and if I can eat nice expensive food on a nice expensive holiday, why not? I planned on going by myself. You seem amazing. Would you maybe want to join me on Valentine's Day? On a date? I know, it's crazy, we barely know each other, but it will be an adventure, and those are the best stories, aren't they? Good, I'm glad you agree. Well, perfect. I will give you this. It has the reservation date and time. You can choose. You can show up and we can have a good date, or you can not show up and I can enjoy a good dinner by myself. And, you know, I won't even feel disappointed. I mean, maybe, you know, a little disappointed, but I will respect that you chose not to show up. It does make it an adventure. Well, good. I'm glad that that's a plan, or the possibility of a plan, given whatever you decide. I think I'm gonna go to the bathroom and freshen up now that we're evenly in the sky. I will be right back. I'm excited to spend the next hours with you, and I'm gonna make sure I smell really good. I'll be back.